Hey friends, welcome to Discovery Land. It's a special day. It's remember and celebrate.
Yay!
We're remembering and celebrating God's. And friends, what did Jesus do for us? That's right. Jesus died and paid the price for our sins. He made the way for us to be with God forever and ever. That's something to celebrate.
Yes, it is.
Let's sing. Let's praise Him. Let's worship together.
Number one, so I
worship. That was awesome. Well, we have a lot of stuff today, and it's just not stuff, Pastor Chris. These are special things that can help us remember some of the things that we've learned about God. Let's take a look at some of the stuff. Oh, wow.
Look at that. Hey, it's a shepherd's staff.
Yeah.
What does a shepherd do with his staff, friends? Yeah, he gathers his sheep, he protects his sheep, and he lifts the sheep up when they fall. Mm-hmm. Who told the people that he is the good shepherd? That's right, Jesus. And who are his sheep? That's right, we are. Jesus is the good shepherd.
Let's
do something else.
Okay.
Let's see what we got.
Ooh, hold this. Ooh. Wow, look at this, guys. A perfume bottle. Have you ever smelled perfume?
Mm-hmm.
What does it smell like? The perfume that Mary used in the Big God story was very, very valuable and very expensive. Where did she pour that expensive perfume? Mm. They got it!
Yeah!
She poured it right on Jesus' feet. That is right. And she did that to worship him. Mary knew that Jesus is worthy. Let's say that together.
Jesus is worthy.
Awesome.
Oh, we got more.
Oh, it's a big envelope. Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Have you ever received mail before in an envelope?
Mm-hmm.
What did the card or letter say? You know what, friends? Friends, we can share the good news with people through letters, maybe the phone, or maybe even just by talking to them. And what's the good news that Jesus wants us to tell everyone? That Jesus came down to earth to die on the cross and pay the price for all of our sins and to save us so that we can be with God now and forever.
That's right.
Jesus is good news, no matter how you say it.
I love that. Oh, I liked it. Yeah, hold that. Will you?
Okay, thanks.
Cool. I love pinwheels when I can make them work.
Ooh.
Friends, do you remember the part of the Big God story with the really big, big wind? Jesus promised to send the Holy Spirit, and he did. The Holy Spirit came with a big wind and filled them with his power, just like Jesus said he would. What do we know about God? God
is with us.
I love that.
Ooh, there's more.
Pastor Chris, you can have that.
Okay.
What is... what's in here, I wonder?
I know where this is from. Who asked Peter and John for some coins? That's right. It was a man who couldn't walk. He needed other people to give him money because he couldn't do work because his legs didn't work. And what did the man do when he was healed? That's right, he ran around praising God for giving him what he really needed, not just money,
right?
The ability to walk. So friends, what do we know about God from this story?
God is provider.
Awesome.
Nice. Oh, he provides us with all sorts of
stuff. Yes, he does. Ooh, here, you can have that too.
Okay, thanks.
Oh, yes, this is cool. All right. So what do you get when you lift weights?
Muscles.
That's right. You get strong muscles, right? Muscles make our bodies strong. But who gives us the strength to do things that are really, really hard? Yes.
Yeah.
God does.
Yeah.
Peter and John were arrested for healing the lame man. Remember that, Pastor Chris?
Yep.
And the religious leaders were so angry with them. But God gave Peter and John the strength and the courage to stand up to the religious leaders. Peter and John told them the truth about Jesus. And what do we know about God?
God is strength.
Ooh, that was a good story.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. Oh, take this. Oh, I love woolly worms. Look at this.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah.
Oh, isn't he so cute? Oh. What you doing?
My hands are getting full.
Oh, okay. All right. Do you remember the part in the Big God story where someone was trying to hurt the people who were telling others about Jesus?
Hmm.
What was the man's name? That's right, you guys. It was Paul. Paul didn't like that people were saying Jesus is the promised Savior. But God had other plans for Paul. Do you remember what happened to Paul when he was traveling on the road to Damascus? There was a bright, bright light shining right into his face, and Jesus spoke to Paul. Then Paul became blind. You see, God wanted to show Paul his love to give him a new life. Later, God healed Paul's eyes, and Paul believed that Jesus is the promised Savior and told everyone about Jesus. What does a caterpillar change into? You're right! A butterfly. It begins a new life as a butterfly. What do we know about God? God gives new life. Awesome. Oh, I must have this. Here, hold him.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. Doesn't this look
yummy? Oh, that looks delicious.
I know.
So, we usually get to eat cupcakes on a special day like our birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And usually we share cupcakes with everyone at the party, right?
Mm-hmm.
Even when it's our birthday.
Right.
Because we share things that are good with others.
Mm-hmm.
In the Big God story, the Israelites didn't always do a good job of sharing the blessings that God gave them. God showed Peter in a vision that it's okay to eat with people that aren't like him. And the church began to tell everyone. They began to share no matter where they were from
mm-hmm.
or what they looked like. They shared all about God's love.
Whoa.
So what do we know about God?
God leads his church.
I love that.
That's good.
I
yeah.
Do.
We should share.
I like those, but do I have to share this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. There you go. But these are cool.
Yep.
All right. Whoa, guys. Friends, in what part of the Big God story was someone in handcuffs? Yes, Peter.
Yeah.
King Herod didn't like the good news about Jesus. Peter was spreading, so he put Peter in prison. Do you remember what happened while Peter was in prison? Gosh, they are on it today.
Right.
He was freed by an angel. That's right. God heard the prayers of Peter's friends and didn't leave Peter in prison. God rescued Peter and brought him to the place where his friends were praying for him. God always does what he says he'll do. What do we know true about God?
God is trustworthy.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay, then. Whoa. I don't know about this.
Oh, yeah. God saved a lot of people throughout the Big God story. When Paul and Silas were in prison, a big earthquake shook the place and all the doors flew open, just like the butterfly just did. And the jailer who was on duty that day thought all the prisoners had left. But did they?
Nope.
No, they didn't. The jailer was so surprised that no one escaped that he talked with Paul and Silas. Paul and Silas told him all about God's love and how Jesus is the promised Savior.
Mm-hmm.
Because of this, the jailer and his whole family believed in Jesus. Not only did God save Paul and Silas from the prison, but he also saved the jailer and his whole family from their sins. Wow.
I
love
amazing.
That.
I know.
So what does this part of the Big God story tell us about God?
God saves. Ooh,
that's
such
good.
A good one.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, hey, can you help me get... Thanks.
Oh, my
thanks, Ms.
goodness.
Margo.
Yeah, this
oh,
is
perfect.
A big cloud, isn't it?
Ooh, that is a big cloud.
I'm back here still. Do you remember what the Bible says about how Jesus will return to this earth? That's right, through the clouds, just like this. It's going to be a special day when Jesus comes back. First, we'll hear the loud voice of the archangel and a trumpet sound.
Ooh. Let's do that together, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Do-do-do-do-do! Let's do a trumpet sound together again. Ready?
Do-do-do-do-do!
Good job. Then Jesus is going to rule the earth as the King of Kings. It's going to be so great when Jesus returns. No more tears or pain, nor more sadness or death. I can't wait until Jesus comes back. What do we know true about Jesus?
Jesus is the King of Kings.
Whew. Wow, Miss Michelle. That's a lot of things that we remembered about God. But now it's time for our blessing. Here, let me hold the cloud.
Oh, okay.
And I'll let you do the blessing,
okay?
All
right. You hold the cloud. Wow, you're good at this. Okay. Children, let's put your hands up and get ready to receive your blessing. Children, may you celebrate this week and tell others all about God's love.
Bye.